إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، ماي ديار براذرز اند سسترز، وي آر إن كازيرانغا إن آسام، اینڈ لاسٹ نائٹ اٹ رینڈ فار آئی تھنک اف آئی ایم ناٹ مسٹیکن ایٹ لیسٹ فار 3 hours اٹ رینڈ وت آؤٹ اسٹاپ. اینڈ دیٹ رین واز ہیوی رین، اٹ واز لائک اسٹینڈنگ انڈر واٹر فال، دا کائنڈ آف ساؤنڈ of the water on the roof. And maybe it was more than 3 hours, but definitely it was at least 3 hours. And I recall lying in bed and thinking to myself that we think of rain as the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, inshallah, it is. But whether this rain was rahmah or zahmah, whether this rain was a blessing or whether it was a test, does not depend on the rain. It does not depend on the intensity of the rain. It doesn't depend on the volume of water. It depends on the condition of the people on whom this rain falls. Whether this rain is a mercy or not depends on the condition of the people, conditions of the land on which this rain falls. If this rain falls in fields that have been tilled and which have been winnowed, and things which have been harrowed, and fields which have been planted, then this rain is a rahmah, the rain is a blessing, because the farmer who has done all the work is waiting for the rain, and the rain came, alhamdulillah. The rain is a blessing for the farmer who has planted and who has dug the irrigation channels leading to his plants. And then the rain comes and the water flows in the channel to where it is supposed to go. And then this rain is a blessing. This rain is a blessing for the one who is living in a house which is waterproof, which has a good solid roof, which is not likely and liable to be flooded because of the lay of the land, and so on. The rain is a blessing for the one who is home, who is not traveling, who is not on the road. The rain is not a blessing for the farmer whose land has not been tilled. The rain is not a blessing for the one who has not dug irrigation channels. The rain is not a blessing for the one who lives in a house which is not waterproof, a house which is a small hut. The rain is not a blessing for the one who is caught out in the rain without any protection and is traveling. So whether the rain is a blessing or whether it's a test and a trial depends not on the rain, but depends on what is happening where the rain falls. I'm saying this in our further reminder because this is the state today of us as individuals and of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as a people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His blessings like He sent the rain on everybody. The rain falls on the one who is prepared for it, and the rain also falls on the one who is not prepared for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum in this case, does not change with the condition of the person in the context of the general ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today as we sit here, the results of the elections are due to be announced, the UP election, and after that all the other elections that have been going on in India, and the results have not yet been announced, so we don't know who's quite literally, to use a Urdu phrase, kaun kitne pani mein hai abhi malum nahi hai. We don't know who is in how much of literal translation is, we don't know who is in how much of water. What it means is, we don't know who is at what depth in the water. Is the water up to the ankles or the waist, or is the water over the head? But as I reflect, I ask myself this question, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, make a dua for this election and whatever you ask, I will give you. And if I make the dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make and which we know from the Quran, which is, O Allah, give hukumat, give rule to the one who is on justice. If I make this dua, O Allah, give the rule to the one who is on justice. Will the Muslims get the rule? Do we really believe that Muslims will then become the hukam? They will become the khulafa, they will become the kings, they will become the presidents, they will become the rulers of the world. With this dua, O Allah, give the rule to the one who is on justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in the Quran, and I'm giving examples directly from the Kitab of Allah. In Surah Al-Isra, Surah Bani Israel, right in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Bani Israel, who were the people, who were the Muslims of the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we sent against you our warlike and strong ibad, slaves, who destroyed your temples and who destroyed your homes and who went into the innermost parts of your temples. Twice. And we know from history that this refers to the invasion of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar and after that by Titus, where this happened. Both Nebuchadnezzar and Titus were not Muslim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them against the Muslims and Allah gave them victory over the Muslims. And it is not that that Nebuchadnezzar and Titus were great just kings, and you know, they were like kings like anybody else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them against the Muslims because the Muslims had reached a peak of injustice where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to punish them. We ask Allah for His mercy and we ask Allah not to hold us accountable for our deeds. But we also know that when we make these du'as, inshallah, we ask for the mercy of Allah. But because this dua has no meaning. To say, O Allah, do not hold me accountable for my ill deeds is a stupid dua. We ask Allah, because we are stupid, and we ask Allah to forgive our stupidity, and we ask Allah for His rahmah and His forgiveness. But to make a dua like this is nonsense. I mean, one should make a dua and say, Allah, I did my best, forgive my faults. But to do nothing, to do absolutely nothing, and on top of that to do evil, and then say, Allah, but ignore my evil. This is rubbish. This is absolute nonsense. But unfortunately, this is our state. So today, as we sit here, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, will this party win or that party win is immaterial, because قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِوَ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the land belongs to Allah. The entire earth belongs to Allah. India belongs to Allah, America belongs to Allah. This entire earth is like a grain of sand on a beach. What is the value of one part of that grain of sand? I mean, it has no meaning. It has absolutely no meaning, it has no value for the one who created that beach and he created that grain of sand and he created this. None of this has any meaning. All of this has meaning only for people who don't understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, what is His grace and what is mercy. Otherwise, this land and this hukumat and these kingdoms and these countries and so on, all of these have absolutely no meaning. What we have to understand is that all of this belongs to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to who He wants and He takes it away from who He wants. And we know from the seerah, and we know from the sunnah, and we know from the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives kingdoms, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives iqtidar, and He gives hukumat, and He gives government to those who spread justice on the land. Sometimes Allah gives it to people who are not doing justice in order to punish those who claim to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah does not give land and does not give hukumat and does not give control to those who are unjust, especially when those who are unjust claim to be the people of the Prophet of the time, who claim to be people who say La ilaha illallah. And today, therefore, we have to ask ourselves, where are we? If we make this dua, O Allah, give power in India, give power in America, give power in Russia, in the Middle East, wherever. To those who are just, will we Muslims get power? And if that is not the case, then what is the good of this dua? What are we going to do with this dua? The rain falls, but the effect of the rain does not depend on the rain. It depends on our own preparedness to receive that rain. And that's why I ask myself this question and say, what is it that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? And what is it that we are likely to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? The rain will fall. This land and this earth will continue to exist as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to keep it. And then a time will come when we will meet Him. Which brings me to the final part of the Fajr reminder, which is that one day the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be the same rain, which is the rain of meeting Allah. The hukum will come when the time has come to meet Allah. And that hukum also is this, will it be a mercy for me or will it be a test? It does not depend on the hukum, because that hukum Allah has said very clearly that if you lived, you will die. There is no way, there is no uncertainty about that hukum. There is uncertainty about the rain perhaps, to say that will it rain today or not, we don't know. But will death, we know absolutely final, will come to everybody. Will my death be a means of mercy? Will it be a rahmah for me? Or will my death be a zahmah for me? Does not depend on whether death comes or not, because death will come. It depends on how I lived my life. It depends on how I lived my life. What was my aqidah? What was my amal? What did I believe and what did I do? What did I believe and how did I act? That will decide whether my death will be a rahmah or a zahmah, whether it will be a blessing or whether it will be a test. And that is the reason why we need to continuously reflect on and think about how we live our lives, how we are living our lives, and to make tawbah and to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once death comes, it doesn't matter who makes how much dua. Allah is the one to accept du'as, and we ask Allah to accept all the du'as of all the people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He would judge us on the basis of our actions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said He will judge us on the basis of our actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the du'a of people made for us for our forgiveness, irrespective of our actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us no matter what we did. But as I am saying, When we remind ourselves, we need to keep in mind what the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are, because these also are made by Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above all is Al-Adil. Allah is just. So therefore, if Allah is going to apply justice, where do we stand? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for His rahmah and for His forgiveness, for His afwa. Allahumma innaka afuwun kareem, tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna ya zal jalali wal ikram ya kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us because He likes to forgive. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us as a demonstration of His grace and mercy and glory and majesty and forgiveness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And to bring us on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in a state where we are on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, especially in terms of those who rule us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us just and make us merciful, and to give us the ability to demonstrate this in those who are under our authority. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take the benefit of what He has given us and to save us from any shar in it, from anything evil in it, because He knows what is there and He knows what is evil and He knows what is good and we don't know. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.